At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Federal investigators now say the Orlando nightclub gunman was a homegrown extremist. This as investigators are learning much more about Omar Mateen.
One survivor says the shooter laughed as he shot others.
And one of the first things I hear when I close my eyes are guns, bullets hitting the floor, and just that laugh.
As investigators work to determine why the man with hopes of becoming a police officer turned into a killer, people in Orlando and across the world say love overpowers terror.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. Meanwhile, Orlando investigators are piecing together more information about the gunman and have made a startling discovery.
They use cell phone tower data to be able to pinpoint his location. He was in an area known as Disney Springs. Just a few years ago, it was called Downtown Disney. It's essentially an entertainment center. There are restaurants there and different businesses. A lot of families are there, and what investigators were able to figure out is that just hours before the shooting, he was in that area alone.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. As the Orlando investigation widens, some in our area are renewing their call for a ban on assault weapons.
I don't think that we need to hand over an AR-15.
Jen Polyukonis with the group Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence tells WMAL assault weapons like an AR-15 should be harder for the average person to get their hands on.
Figure out ways under the Second Amendment to be able to allow law-abiding citizens to protect themselves and protect their families, but still make it a lot more difficult for someone who is absolutely filled with hate and intent on killing people, who can make it harder for them to do that.
But she says not every atrocity would be able to be stopped with a ban. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
France's president has declared attacks on two police officials an act of terrorism. President Francois Hollande chaired an emergency security meeting today after the late-night attack and standoff in which two police officials were killed. Well, they admit it won't be easy, but local leaders want to get started now on forging regional agreement on dedicated funding for Metro.
The Holy Grail, dedicated funding.
Not having a reliable source of money makes life immeasurably harder for Metro's leaders, says Council of Governments Chairman Roger Berliner.
So then we have to develop a game plan to get to dedicated funding.
That game plan starts with figuring out how much money Metro needs and then figuring out benchmarks.
So if we know how much we need to spend, if we can have the accountability measures, then we believe that we can have the conversation.
He says different jurisdictions might be able to come up with money in different ways.
Sharon Boulevard from Fairfax County has suggested, well, perhaps a sales tax might work in Maryland, but maybe we want to pursue something different.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's primary election day in D.C., and with the drama gone out of the presidential race, the main focus today may be on the Ward 7 council race, where former Mayor Vince Gray is challenging incumbent Yvette Alexander. Washington City paper columnist Will Sommer says Gray does not appear to have been hurt by that long investigation into his 2010 mayoral campaign.
In Ward 7, they've always loved him. Even back when in the mayoral race, he won Ward 7 by over 60%. So now that's even less of a thing people think about anymore. He's probably going to pull huge numbers.
A recent poll commissioned by the Gray campaign showed him with a substantial lead over Alexander. The Commonwealth Transportation Board plans to vote today on a six-year, $14.4 billion package of transportation projects for Virginia, including some 3,200 road and rail and other projects. The plan being voted on today will, for the first time, use a scoring and prioritization framework put in place by the General Assembly 2 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,732, the Nasdaq at 4,848. Sports: Max Scherzer's two-hitter and 11 strikeouts lift the Nets to a win over the Cubs. The O's had the night off. They're in Boston tonight. The Cavaliers win Game 5 of the NBA Finals. WMDA the Mystics are in Connecticut tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tacoma Park, problems again with the water main break this morning. 410 at Piney Branch Road. Watch, they have partial closure there. This is going to be south of Tacoma Park Middle School. We'll go out to Luckett's, Loudoun County, Route 15 at Montresor Road. We had some overnight construction, then we had a crash in the work zone. Very serious accident that had called for a medevac helicopter, and still seeing 15 shut down in each direction. Luckett's, try to avoid for a while so we can get this moving again. The detour and the alternate will be a lengthy one. If you're taking 270, coming south through Urbana, down toward the exit for 109, stop and go. Once beyond there, wide open down through to the lane divide. Top side of the Beltway, sluggish through Silver Spring. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, another area. We had an overnight work zone and a crash. As you approach the work zone, should be to the median now between 197 and 198. Now, that's on the northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Southbound, your travel lanes are open. Scheduled track work, blue, orange, silver lines. Expect delays. They're single tracking between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists. Clinical trials, new treatment options, in Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front to our south tries to come back as a warm front over the next couple of days. The temperature's getting a little bit milder. 84, clouds giving way to a partly cloudy day today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Leesburg, 68 in Silver Spring, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Orlando's main attractions are feeling the impact from the nightclub shootings. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning from National Review, Andrew McCarthy. At 8:05 this morning, he's the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Mike Rogers will join us. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And last night, Jimmy Fallon had, he had a kind of a tough task. He's a comedian, he's an entertaining and very funny talk show host, and he had to present his program, still reeling, and with the nation still reeling,
right,
frankly,
absolutely,
from the terror attacks in Orlando, the bloodiest, deadliest terror attacks on American soil since 9/11. And he began where he would normally do his monologue with a message to his audience. And it's already gone viral. It's like, you know, it was only 6.5 hours ago.
Yeah.
And it's already absolutely taken off on social media, on YouTube, on Facebook. I want to play a little bit of it, especially a passage here that I found interesting. By the way, I want you to know that he made, unlike Stephen Colbert, his counterpart over on CBS, who recently did an overtly political show on Comedy Central, the Colbert Report, before he got his gig in late night on network. Unlike Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon's message, in my opinion, was free of any partisan political agenda.
Mm.
He didn't mention gun manufacturers, as Stephen Colbert did. He didn't mention party. He didn't end with some sort of call to action, as Stephen Colbert did. I don't want to spend too much time hammering Stephen Colbert, because, frankly, I thought he had the more divisive message. Jimmy Fallon I think, in my opinion, did a pretty good job. And let's face it, you know, you listen to Mornings on the Mall, you listen to WMAL, you know something that is critically important to know. You may not like it, you may not agree with it, yeah, but you know that it's a fact, and that is that the utterances of Jimmy Fallon and a late-night show host or an actor actually, in many ways, influences the thought processes of the American people.
Millions of people, sure.
Much more so than a politician or a pundit might.
Absolutely. If
that's just the case. A Kardashian can be much more influential than a Clinton. And maybe that's a good thing.
I don't know. But go ahead.
But there's one specific thing that Jimmy Fallon said here that I'm going to play, and I also want to ask you the question. He says, what do I tell my kids? You're going to hear him say it, but I want to hear from you. What did you tell your kids? Did you have a conversation about what happened this weekend in Orlando? Did you discuss what happened? Did you discuss what the threat is? Did you discuss what the danger is? Did you discuss who the real enemy is and what can be done about it? I would love to hear that conversation. Hear me. Tell us what you did. 888-630-9625.
This country was built on the idea that we do not all agree on everything. That we are a tolerant, free nation that encourages debate, free thinking, believing or not in what you choose. I, as a new father, am thinking, what do I tell my kids? What do I tell them about this? What can we learn from this? What if my kids are gay? What do I tell them?
What did you tell your kids about Orlando? 888-630-9625. This happened. It's amazing. I was actually sitting at Dulles waiting for my kids to get off the plane. They took the red eye in when I was watching it all unfold on CNN. And we talked about it quite a bit. And I was gratified to hear that they regularly. We did have a discussion about guns. You know, they come from a kind of a liberal part of the country where the knee-jerk reaction is, well, why do they? And by the way, I think that's a very childlike and understandable response for a child who doesn't really understand all of our freedoms and all of our rights and hasn't lived a lot in our country to experience the danger of our rights being threatened by a government. I think it's a very childlike response and understandable response, naive response to say, well, people shouldn't be allowed to do that. People shouldn't be allowed to have guns like that. Well, that's why, you know, liberals and Democrats have that position, because it's childlike and naive. And so we did have this conversation, and I said, well, here's why. Here's why. You look in the course of human history, whenever the people don't have weapons and the government does, really bad things happen. And I explained that to them, and we had a really good discussion. And I use this as a pivot point to discuss the real enemies out there and the real evil in the world. Yes, we've had this conversation before, sadly, and it's good sometimes to emphasize that. What did you say? 888-630-WMAO.
I have not yet had the opportunity to have the conversation because this happened. I've seen my daughter on Saturdays, and this happened Sunday morning, so I didn't really have that opportunity to have the conversation. But we're going to be taking a trip soon, and we're going to be in the car for quite a while, and I expect that the conversation will come up, and I've been thinking about this. What do you say? Because what I have found about having a child, especially a high schooler, is that they're quite thoughtful, and they are aware of what's going on around them in a way that you might not realize. They are plugged in more than you might imagine. On social media and other ways, they are hearing certain things. And so I always start by asking, well, I guess your kids were all talking about what happened down in Orlando. What are the kids saying? What are your friends saying about it? And I start out that way. And then after she's expressed to me what people say, I then ask the question, well, what do you think? And that's how I always get into the conversation, because I want to know what's on her mind. And look, I think that we have, as parents, these rare opportunities that occasionally come up, and I like to call them teachable moments where, you know, you know a lot of what you say to your kid on a day-to-day basis, you feel like sometimes it goes in one ear and out the other, and it's not really paid much attention to, but there are these moments where they are open to hearing parental wisdom, if there is any. And so I'm thinking that what I'm going to try to talk to her about is how reprehensible it was and how it's a horrible thing. And that I understand that, you know, many people may think that the idea is to take away guns. And I'm gonna explain to her, if she cares to hear it, why I feel that's the wrong answer. So I guess I'm going to talk to her also about, you know, how there is evil in the world and we need to be aware of it and we need to identify it and we need to always be on guard against it. it. But I don't know that we're ever going to be able to stop it completely.
There's also a school of thought out there, and I saw this on social media from a lot of my friends who were parents, who said, you know, make sure your kids aren't watching television, you know, that you should protect them from what's going on here. You should protect them with a message. And I listen, for little kids, for, you know, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, I think that's true. But for most kids, I think that's the wrong thing to do. I think you need to show your kids exactly what's going on so that they can learn that there are evil people in the world and what motivates those evil people, and they need to understand. Knowing who's evil and knowing evil allows them to embrace good. You know, you can't have good unless there's evil out there as well. So let's point out the evil that's there. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL. John in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAL. Go, John.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I have two young children, so we shielded them from the coverage of this. I would simply tell them, though, if they were older, that, you know, although everyone has a right to their own religious beliefs, those rights are limited when they start trampling on other people's rights. They do know generally, though, that there are evil people in the world, and they're motivated by Satan. And that's what's going on, generally, so... Anyway.
Yeah, all right, John. No, listen, I appreciate that. And I think this is definitely an opportunity for us to emphasize our Judeo-Christian beliefs, if those are your beliefs, and be able to show a contrast between what we believe and what other people believe in this world. All right, more of your reactions to this. And also, I'll play more of Jimmy Fallon, because it was a pretty long message and pretty heartfelt, and I want to give him credit for it. So we'll play more of it. And along with your calls about how we address the Orlando terror attacks with our children. 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And some good news for Metrorail. Unfortunately, they started off this morning with some unscheduled track work, single tracking between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory. They say they have finished that, so they're no longer single tracking, but residual delays, Blue, Orange, and Silver Line. And, of course, the single tracking gone, but we still have the Safe Track plan underway with the Orange and Silver Lines between East Falls Church and Ballston, which causing extra pressure on the roadways, too. Here we go out on the roads. Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We are just having a tough time here in Laurel. Northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway between 197 and 198. Had a crash. Still see some activity. Crews told me it was in the median, but again, the delays continue to grow. Southbound, your lanes are open. 270, just about the volume. Loudoun County, serious crash. Called for medevac helicopter. This accident happened in the work zone that we had overnight. 15 near Montessori Road. So do watch south of Point of Rocks Bridge. We almost come to a standstill right in that stretch. 66, just about the volume. 95 through Stafford, Aquia, Woodbridge, heading up toward Newington with the delays. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today, high of 84. Tonight, slight chance of a rain shower. Tomorrow, they say mostly cloudy with a stray shower, possible 83. But then tomorrow night, steady rain, a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. Thursday in the mid-80s, Friday a chance of showers in the low 70s, but then Saturday and Sunday looking really nice with temperatures in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 617 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
I, as a new father, am thinking, what do I tell my kids? What do I tell them about this? What can we learn from this?
Jimmy Fallon last night in his opening monologue, which is already being shared tens and thousands of times across social media, and it is a good question. What do you tell your kids? And by the way, just so you know, there are a lot of parents talking to their kids right now about what happened in Orlando, and a lot of them are delivering the messages that you might not agree with. And if you hold a different point of view, you know, a lot of kids are getting the message right now from their parents, you know, this is why the NRA is evil. This is why Donald Trump is the problem. This is why they do this. They talk to their kids about politics all the time, the left does. And if you don't share an alternate idea with your kids, then what's the discussion in school going to sound like? Richard in Springfield, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Richard?
Yeah, I think everybody's sugarcoating this. You know what I tell my kids? There's tens of millions of people out there that hate you and want to kill you for your freedoms and your beliefs. And we need to do something about it before more and more and more of us get killed. There's no sugarcoating to this. That's my belief, and that's how I feel. And there's nothing wrong
with your kids doing that.
Yep.
I mean, understanding that. I mean, not for little kids, 4, 5, 6 years old, but older kids.
I think you're right, Richard, and I think that it, and they can understand that. And listen, and those evil people who want to kill us because of our freedoms and because of our beliefs, think about the targets. Think about the, when you think about the radical Islamic terror attacks that have hit the United States in the last 10, 15 years, think about the targets. You know, a gay club, a Christmas party, a military base, a military recruiting center, the Pentagon, the World Trade Center, you know, the bastion of free market and capitalism in America, if not the world. They're going after the things that they are microcosms of the freedoms that we embrace here in America. And that's why they're attacking us,
that's
why they're killing us. And your kids need to know that. Richard, great, great response. You know what, David, wait just a moment. I want to play a little bit more of Jimmy Fallon because that's sort of part of what we're talking about here.
Maybe there's a lesson from all this, a lesson in tolerance. We need to support each other's differences and worry less about our own opinions. Get back to debate and away from believing or supporting the idea that if someone doesn't live the way you want them to live, you just buy a gun and kill them, bomb them up. That is not okay. We need to get back to being brave enough to accept that we have different opinions, and that's okay, because that's what America is built on. The idea that we can stand up and speak our minds and live our lives and not be punished for that, or mocked on the internet, or killed by someone you don't know. This was just one bad guy here. 49 good people and one bad guy.
That's quite eloquent.
It is quite eloquent. And listen, a lot of people may hear that and say, well, that's naive because, you know, the people he's talking to, we're not the problem because we're not the ones who are picking up a gun and killing people who disagree with us. But it's still, there's nothing wrong with sending that message. And by the way, I just want to contrast it with something another person said yesterday, not a television host, a congressman, Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat of Minnesota, the first Muslim member of Congress. He had something to say about Donald Trump yesterday. He described Donald Trump's rhetoric after the Orlando terror attacks as, and I'm quoting him now, a villainous rampage against other Americans.
A villainous rampage?
Yes.
Really?
The words that Donald Trump used politically were a villainous rampage against other Americans.
Well, then how does he characterize what the shooter did?
Yeah, I don't see that being described as a villainous rampage, even though I'm pretty sure what we saw in Orlando was, in fact, oh, I don't know, what's the word for it? A villainous rampage.
At least.
Yeah, but and I think hearing what Keith Ellison said about Donald Trump,
wow,
in contrast...
Talk about missing the point.
You know, and that's why I think it is important to hear Jimmy Fallon say something, even though you may think it's naive. Keith Ellison could hear these words.
Or supporting the idea that if someone doesn't live the way you want them to live, you just buy a gun and kill them, bomb them up. That is not okay. We need to get back to being brave enough to accept that we have different opinions, and that's okay, because that's what America is built on.
No, apparently not, because if you have a different opinion from Keith Ellison,
it's villainous.
It's a villainous rampage,
yeah,
against Americans.
Wow.
All right, more of your calls in a moment. What are you telling your kids about the terror attacks at 6:22?
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
I've been waiting for this sale. You're going to be happy to hear this. It's the sale of the year at Chamonix, the summer blowout sale. You've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it. I love it. So should you. My daughter, my 14-year-old Veronica, the nice one. She said, I got two daughters. One of them's nice.
One of them?
One of them.
Yeah, one of them,
yeah.
Nice.
She, yeah. That's okay. She knows. She's like Bellatrix from Harry Potter. The other one. Anyway, Veronica comes up to me.
She good gets, thing they're still asleep.
Yeah, exactly. She says, Daddy, you look so good. Why do you're looking very young. Isn't that nice to hear from your daughter?
Yeah.
She wants something.
How old are you, by the way?
She wants something. I'm very young.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in my 40s. Anyway, for the first time ever, you can get Genucel, of course, to make you look younger and have
for
your daughter
a few hours more
tell you how young you are. Oh, that's not true at all. And you can also get Chamonix's Remarkable LaSance neck treatment for free. That works your neck. Nothing works better than Genucel for your youthful look. But also, you can get its immediate effects. You're going to see 12 hours results guaranteed or your money back. And Chamonix is going to double your order, and you're going to get free express shipping. You're getting everything. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. This sale will not be around forever. Call them now. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. Yeah, 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Sammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 as we push through Manassas in towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. It's the morning rush hour. Starting to see those delays fill in. Of course, through the battlefield on 29 as you head up to 234, 28 northbound. Signal light delays pushing up toward I-66. Now, it's inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Very slow. Had the minor incident. It had been over to the shoulder as you head through Falls Church. Completely gone now when police have left the scene. So nothing left to check out. 395 already hitting the brakes, leaving the Beltway through the Landmark area. Loudoun County, it has been a trying morning here on 15. Had the overnight construction. It was a little late to clear in Luckett's. Then we had a crash in the construction zone. Accident serious. It called for medevac helicopter. It looks like 15. Still last check. Stopped in each direction near Montessori Road. Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Each direction heavy in Laurel. Had the crash northbound north of 197. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate my clean PC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures up just a few degrees today, right around where we should be this time of year. A little overcast early, but quickly becoming partly cloudy today, up near 84 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. It is 627 on WMAL.
And there will always be more good than evil. When I think of Orlando, I think of nothing but fun and joy and families. If anyone can do it, you can. Keep loving each other, keep respecting each other, and keep on dancing.
Thus ended Jimmy Fallon's opening statement last night on The Tonight Show, and it has already become quite popular on social media. And he started it by saying, what do I tell my kids? We want to know what you tell your kids. David in Ashburn, you're on WMAL.
Good morning, guys. Always a pleasure to speak to you. I think one of the great things, having been a teacher during the days of September 11th, was that we used Star Wars. We use Star Wars as a big analogy in terms of being able to define good versus evil. The light side of the force, the dark side of the force. Terrorism, of course, obviously being a part of the dark side of the force. It's interesting to tie in the NRA as an educational tool in terms of teaching those, like the Jedi Council, to defend themselves. Mm. And I think that, you know, that tie-in in terms of that kind of negativity will at least in some way or another help explain, you know, the true mission of the NRA in terms of the education and the ability and the right to defend oneself, just like a Jedi has the right to defend oneself.
David, it's a great point. If only Yoda had said of his lightsaber, out of my cold, dead hands. But you're right. You know, there's a reason why Star Wars and Harry Potter and these other movies are so popular that have these stark contrasts between good and evil.
Right.
You betcha. 628 on WMAO.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital. Like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
So the Washington Post had its credentials yanked yesterday by the Trump campaign. We'll give you the details on that. What do you think? Did they deserve it? Well, after you hear all the facts, we'll let you weigh in. It's now 6:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Across the country and in Orlando, Florida, thousands held vigils to honor the memory of the 49 people killed in the nightclub in Orlando over the weekend.
A bell tolling 49 times for each of the victims.
Be at peace, my friends.
A community known as one of the happiest places on earth because of its world-famous theme parks, now a city grappling with being the site of the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Across the nation, thousands more coming together in solidarity to remember the victims. Outside New York City's Stonewall Inn, the LGBT community gathering at the historic site where violence became the catalyst for the gay rights movement.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez, and there is troubling new detail in what they're learning about Omar Mateen's movement before the nightclub attack.
Investigators from looking at cell tower information have found that in the hours before he was here, he was at a Disney property downtown Disney Springs as part of the Disney World Resort, and this in addition to a previous visit to Disney World in April of this year with his family. The question for investigators, was he scoping out other possible targets?
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. D.C. police are investigating what appears to be some anti-gay graffiti painted on a sidewalk in DuPont Circle within hours of the Orlando massacre. It said, quote, down with the gay agenda. A Virginia man accused of plotting to shoot up or bomb synagogues and black churches is being sentenced today in federal court in Richmond. Ronald Cheney III pleaded guilty in March to robbery, conspiracy, and firearm charges. Prosecutors say Cheney should get 12 and a half years in prison. It's primary election day in D.C. Among other races, Democrats will be choosing a candidate for the Ward 7 council seat. That's where former Mayor Vince Gray is hoping to make his political comeback. He's running against incumbent council member Yvette Alexander. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,732, the NASDAQ at 4,848. Sports, the Cleveland Cavaliers live to see another day, beating Golden State in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Baseball, the Nats beat the Cubs. The O's were idle. They open a series against the Red Sox tonight at Fenway. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you curious? Are you eager to pursue those interests that excite and inspire you? Well, now you can hold some of the most brilliant teachings of science, history, health, photography, cooking, and more all in the palm of your hand. Open the door to learning everything about anything you choose with the breakthrough video on demand library, The Great Courses Plus. Explore an ever-expanding library of presentations from world-famous experts from your phone, tablet, TV, or laptop. Savor a chef's secrets with the chief instructor of the Culinary Institute of America. Delight in the wonders of the cosmos from famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Or take to the outdoors with the brilliant photography insights of National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori and many other great courses from leading professors at Harvard, West Point, and more. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in the Great Courses Plus. And now you can enjoy it all free for 30 days. Start your free one-month trial at thegreatcoursesplusradio.com. That's thegreatcoursesplusradio.com.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security,
and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway. The crash had been northbound in Laurel, north of 197. Had been over to the median for a while, and it looks like finally the closer you get to where the accident is, the better the pace. But it's caused us delays almost out of Greenbelt. So north of the Beltway, keep alert, please. For southbound in the morning rush hour, slows through Jessup. A little bit of volume through Laurel, but southbound lanes have been open that entire time. Top side of the Beltway through College Park and Silver Spring, already seeing those brake lights. Let's get you in through town. 50 inside the Beltway to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Just the delays, the volume. Volume in the 3rd Street Tunnel starts to grow as you head northbound toward outbound New York Avenue. Over the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, slowing, but nothing reported on the freeway either direction. 66 were bunched up through Gainesville into Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and Falls Church. In the Lucketts area, Loudoun County, still watch. We have a huge backup each direction on 15 at Montresor Road, where we had serious crash that called for a medevac helicopter. And at last check, they had everything stopped. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds this morning giving way to a partly cloudy day. By this afternoon, a little more sun, 84. Cloudy later tonight, slight chance of a shower, 66. Hit or miss shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, 83. And some steady rain developing tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Chantilly, 71 in Bethesda, 71 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
637 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 705, Andrew McCarthy, National Review, former U.S. attorney, talks about the anti-gay policies and laws and doctrines that are embedded within the religion of Islam. 805 brings us Representative Mike Rogers, former House Intel Chairman. And then at 835, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, there's some bad blood between Donald Trump and the Washington Post, your local hometown newspaper, right now. And in fact, the Donald Trump campaign has yanked the credentials, the press credentials of the Washington Post, which means that they will no longer be allowed, I guess the way to put this is, inside the bubble, up close and personal with the campaign officials, and will not be traveling in the closed bubble with the campaign now. This is not the first time that Donald Trump has done that. You may say, well, what in the world spurred this on? Well, it was a headline that came out yesterday in the Washington Post, and it was a story about Donald Trump's reaction to the shootings in Orlando. And the headline that showed up on the Washington Post was the following: Donald Trump seems to connect President Obama to Orlando shooting. And he said, that's not accurate, and that's not fair, And that's sort of mischaracterizing my position in a dishonest way, the Donald says. And so his campaign made the decision to yank the credentials of the Washington Post. This does not mean that the Washington Post will not be able to cover the campaign. They will just not be able to cover it in the same way that other reporters who are on the inside will be allowed to cover it. Do you think this was the right move by Donald Trump? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. The Washington Post is defending its decision. It says, Donald Trump's decision to revoke the Washington Post press credentials is nothing less than a repudiation of the role of a free and independent press. When the coverage doesn't correspond to what the candidate wants it to be, then a news organization is banished. The Post will continue to cover Donald Trump as it has all along, honorably, honestly, accurately, energetically, and unflinchingly. We are proud of our coverage, and we're going to keep at it. Well, on this part about honorably, honestly, and accurately, I think there's a question, because at some point during the day, I don't know if it was because the Donald Trump campaign complained or whether they just came to the conclusion on their own, they changed that headline. They decided that maybe it did go a bit too far, and so they changed it. Well, was that the honorable thing to do? Maybe it was. Maybe it would have been more honorable to not have put that headline up at the first place. Was it an accurate headline? I don't think that it was, but maybe they came to that conclusion as well. It's hard to know. But the Washington Post on the outs right now. What do you think? The right thing to do? The wrong thing to do? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Look. There's an old saying about don't get into a match. I have to clean it up a little bit. Don't get into a spitting match with people who buy ink by the barrel. and maybe that's an old-fashioned notion, because Donald Trump's done quite well, actually, in going after the press and calling out dishonesty where he sees it. I don't think in the long term this will stand, just as the war with Megyn Kelly over at Fox News didn't stand ultimately. Ultimately, it was patched up, and I think it will be over time. But it's clear that the Washington Post is being sent a message. You're in the penalty box, and we're not going to tolerate what we consider to be inaccurate coverage. I think the problem comes in, well, okay, sometimes you may think it's inaccurate. Sometimes we may think it's wholly accurate. We may have a difference of opinion on that. What happens in those particular cases? Is that the right thing to do? I just don't think it's a fight that you probably are going to sustain forever, and I'm not sure it's really the thing that you want to be focused on in a day when there were real rhetorical points to be made, and they did make them. This is clouding up the coverage of that.
So the headline the Washington Post printed was, Donald Trump seems to connect President Obama to Orlando shooting.
Mm-hmm.
What the Washington Post official Twitter account tweeted along with that headline, with a link to that article,
right,
was this. Donald Trump suggests President Obama was involved with Orlando shooting.
That's a little much.
A little much?
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's all you got there, Brian?
No, that's outrageous.
The Washington Post Twitter account just said that Donald Trump basically accused Barack Obama of being a terrorist co-conspirator in the Orlando shooting.
Yeah, that's over the top.
Is it right to revoke their press privileges for that? What else is Donald Trump supposed to do? Hey, come on in, guys. Let me give you an exclusive.
Well, you raise hell with it. And you make the point that it's wrong, and you try to get them to correct it.
All right, what do you guys think? 888-630-9625. How about George and Lorton? You're on WMAL.
I support Donald Trump for what he's doing. You know, it's not a free speech issue. This is not a constitutional right for everybody to have press credentials. And they abused their access by misquoting Mr. Trump.
But the Washington Post says they continue to report on Donald Trump accurately and fairly. Let me repeat what they said. Donald Trump suggests President Obama was involved with Orlando shooting. Accurately and fairly, yeah. Washington. But that's not even a question of opinion. No, they're reporting that as fact.
Yeah, they are.
That's our hometown newspaper, by the way. I just want to point that out. I know we're not talking about the big mainstream media and the mass media. No, Washington, this is your newspaper. This is your newspaper of record for the Washington metro area. So just so you know where everybody is and where everybody stands.
More of your calls straight ahead, 643 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-estate season is in full bloom. You've heard me talking about rent-estate, and you might not actually think about those words for a moment. What is rent-estate? Well, rent-estate means that you've got a lot of different options with your property that you own, your home, and one of those options is to rent it. And you can make a lot of money renting it. And you can get a lot of tax benefits from renting it. And you can hold on to that investment as it appreciates. And how do you do it? What's the downfall to it? What are the upsides? Well, one of the drawbacks that many people point to when renting a property is having to deal with the headaches of a tenant, finding a tenant, dealing with the complaints from that tenant, managing the property. Well, here's the solution to that big problem. Renters Warehouse. They are DC's experts in leasing and property management. They're absolutely the best, and they're on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. They're the pros. They can help you find a perfect renter in just 17 days on average, and they're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. $80 a month, that's not a whole lot of money to get all those headaches off your plate. Why don't you find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now? Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-estate.
It is 645 now on WMAL, where traffic and weather, it's time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway we go through Annandale on the breaks here, Virginia, but nothing reported along the way. Getting up to the Beltway, 95 through Aquia, stop and go, Dale City to Woodbridge, 395. Now we're bogging down a bit through Landmark and across the 14th Street Bridge. For our Maryland trip, we'll take you 5301 and heading up north to the split near Brandywine Road, volume. Haven't had anything reported along the way there. Had a crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Laurel, northbound north of 197. That had been cleared out of the travel lanes, but still quite slow in each direction. Watch for those northbound delays as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. Joining the Beltway, 95-29, but slow to merge into those backups. In Tacoma Park, a third water main break in 2 days. So we still have a closure here. 410 Philadelphia Avenue, just west of Piney Branch Road, remains closed. That's in the area south of Tacoma Park Middle School. Luckett's, it is an absolute mess here. A serious crash on 15 at Montessori Road, and it's only one lane in each direction, so nobody had a place to turn around here. Had called for a medevac helicopter. Southbound delays beginning just south of Point of Rocks Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front to our south tries to come back as a warm front over the next couple of days. The temperature's getting a little bit milder. 84, clouds giving way to a partly cloudy day today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Temperatures up just a few degrees today, right around where we should be this time of year. A little overcast early, but quickly becoming partly cloudy today, up near 84 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Trump reiterated today in a serious, thought-out speech his positions on terrorism. This is an issue, this attack, that probably, at least in the near term, will help him. So the question arises, why would you step on it by getting into a big public fracas with one of the newspapers you're covering when such tactics, pulling credentials and the like, have never done any good?
That's Brit Hume reacting to the fact that the Washington Post has had its press credentials pulled by the Trump campaign, which means that they don't have as close access to the campaign as perhaps the other candidates, the other reporters, however, who were out there on the campaign trail with the campaign. Was it right? Donald says that their reporting was inaccurate. Their headlines were inaccurate, and Larry has laid all that out. And you know what? It was an inaccurate headline. Do you think, though, this is the right action? How about Justin in Silver Spring? Start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Justin time. And, you know, Donald Trump has a position that he takes, and so it must be accurate for him. Because, you know, the press is going to say whatever they want to. But the truth is, we all know that at this particular point, you know, everything that happens in the world basically is Obama's fault. I mean, that has been...
Oh, Justin, come on. No one is saying that. Yeah, you can say that, and you can tell that to your friends. No one is saying that everything that happens in the world is Obama's fault. And Donald Trump hasn't said that, and he certainly hasn't said what the Washington Post reported he said.
That's right.
Which is to suggest that President Obama was involved with the Orlando shooting. You know who else has had their press credentials revoked?
Who?
The Huffington Post. The Huffington Post first decided that they weren't even going to cover Donald Trump. They're going to put him in the entertainment section instead of the politics section. How'd that work out for you? Now, at the end of every article they write about Donald Trump, they say this: note to our readers, Donald Trump is a serial liar, rampant xenophobe, racist, misogynist, birther, and bully who has repeatedly pledged to ban all Muslims, 1.6 billion members of an entire religion, from entering the U.S. That's a disclaimer printed at the bottom of every article that the Huffington Post writes about Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's standing there saying, oh, well, wait, and I'm supposed to let these guys on my bus and feed them and give them all the access that they want? You know what? He can get his message out without doing that. It's not a right, it's a privilege, and he's revoked that privilege, and good for him. And maybe he'll get different coverage because of it.
And just for the record, they don't pay for the food of the press corps. Just want to make that believe me, it's expensive to be on the pool. 6:50 on WMAL.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
the one, the only, Mr.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
I've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres tomorrow, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make the right assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascades Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascades Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It is now 6:53 on WMAL. Time to check on your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here is Susan Lee.
Good morning. Stocks have lost some ground now for 3 days in a row, and futures are indicating that they're going to fall again this morning. The Federal Reserve begins a two-day policy meeting, and the smart money says that the Fed will not be raising interest rates, at least not this time around, but July and September are more likely. Oil prices are down again today, back down to $48 a barrel. An international oil group says that the global market is stabilizing and that future price gains are unlikely. A federal judge says that Boeing did not defraud the government in a $1.6 billion contract. Three ex-workers accused Boeing of doing so, but the judge said that they did not prove their case. Hyundai and Kia are recalling 300,000 vehicles in the U.S. because of hood latch issues. The recall includes Hyundai Tucson's made in 2015 and in 2016, and Kia Sedona minivans made as far back as 2005. And Americans gave more than $1 billion a day last year to charities. The USA Foundation says that donations hit a record of $373 billion, with most of that money coming from individuals. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Summer vacation season is upon us, and you know, you need to think about your home. Is it protected while you're away? And by the way, while you're thinking about that, let me ask you another question. If you have a security monitoring service, how much are you paying for it? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? Well, if that's the case, you need to stop it because you're paying too much. Call Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at $19.95 a month. They will switch your existing service for free, so it doesn't cost you a penny to switch over. You immediately start saving money because you're not going to pay as much. And guess what? For the first 3 months, you'll actually pay nothing if you sign up for Ackerman in the month of June. With 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. They've got all the technology. If you want to see what's going on with your alarm system by looking at your smartphone, you want pictures of what's happening at your house while you're away, that's just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home. Protect your family. Plus, make the switch in June and get 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Yes, she is.
Hello, Larry. Here's how we like to end up the 6 o'clock hour on a positive note. I know it's jammed in Loudoun County on 15, but they have reopened the travel lanes. It's only one lane each direction, 15 south of Luckett's near Montessori Road. Had a serious crash, called for medevac helicopter. Traffic had been at a standstill for a while, but now the medevac helicopters left nothing blocking each way, one lane each direction. However, south of Pointing Rocks Bridge and northbound just jammed to get through the scene of the incident, so plan for extra time. For 270, south through Urbana, Hyattstown, slowing again in Germantown and in Rockville, pockets of delays. On the George Washington Parkway, delays beginning before 123 down toward the overlooks. Had a report of an incident, but U.S. Park Police telling me, it doesn't look like we're finding anything there. I'm keeping a watch on it. 66, the volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy today, a high of 84 degrees, slight chance of rain shower tonight, 66. Tomorrow, cloudy, and a thunder shower is possible. Thursday, some rain. Friday, some rain, but the weekend looking pretty good. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 72 degrees on WMAL.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried the companystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
One of the great failings of the Obama administration is the lack of a comprehensive plan to fight ISIS. The shootings in Orlando are another tragic reminder of that failure. The president continues to address acts of terror as hate crimes. This is convenient to domestic politics. He talks of guns and the gay community. What he doesn't say is that ISIS is recruiting young Americans to its cause. Some will have mental issues, some will have violence in their past, and some will be disenfranchised from America. But they will all have the outlet and, in their minds, the permission to act with brutality in the way they have in San Bernardino and Orlando. They will lay claim to be acting in concert with the brutality ISIS has been broadcasting to the world for years, from killing gays to enslaving women to the beheadings of infidels. Ignoring the Orlando tragedy as a work of ISIS and its ideology may work for comforting politics, but it is dangerous for the rest of us. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Tomorrow,
the one, the only Mr.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
I've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres tomorrow, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Coming up on WMAL.
Former U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy talks about the anti-gay doctrine embedded within Islam.
And wait till you hear about the prosecutorial misconduct in the Freddie Gray case. We'll give you all the details. It's all coming up straight ahead right here on WMAL. It is now 7 o'clock.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.